Amen. Bless the Lord. The Bible said, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And whether I go, you know, and the way you know. And Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? And Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, the life. No man, that includes all of us, cometh unto the Father but by me. Verse 7, if ye had known me, ye should have known my Father also. From henceforth ye know him and have seen him. Philip saith unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and it sufficeth us. Jesus saith unto him, I have been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? Well, that's right there. You think about that now. Have you not known me, Jesus said. This man's a called man now. I mean, Philip was one of the apostles. Amen. Amen. And he said, ye have not known me. Amen. In the way that you need to know me. There's a lot of people that's been saved that don't know the Lord the way they need to know the Lord. Amen. They know the Lord in salvation, but they don't really know him the way they ought to in the fellowship and who he is. Amen. Philip didn't know who he was right here, apparently, because Jesus said in the scripture here, he said in the text here, he talked about that. Show us the Father, and Jesus said that. Amen. Philip said, Lord, show us the Father. He said, I've been long. He said, you hadn't known me. Philip, he that has seen me has seen the Father. And how saith thou then, show us the Father? Believest thou not that I am in the Father and the Father in me? The words that spake unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also. That's exactly right. If you're a believer, he said, the works I do you'll do also. We're living under the limit. We're living under the bar of what God expects and what God can do in the church. God, we're living under it because he said, the works I do of them that believe and do also. Amen. We ought to be doing what he said. Hey, God, we live in unbelief. We let God, a bunch of my friend, false people hinder us. Amen. The Bible said it. Thank God, I don't care what Benny Hinn does. Amen. I believe what God can do. And a lot of people in these days, amen, hey, God cut the right hand of God off, so to speak. And God can't do a whole lot because they don't believe him and do nothing. Amen. God help us. We got God in us this morning. We've been, God give the keys to us. Amen, brother. We got them. Thank God a key opens the door. That's exactly right. We've got the keys. Amen. We're his representatives on earth. We're to do his will on earth. I enjoyed the good singing this morning. But when I leave this building, thank God somebody needs some help. Amen. Somebody needs, thank God, somebody. Amen. To show Christ in their works. Amen. It's just not dressing right. We ought to do that. Amen. But my friend, that's right. But that's not works. Amen. That's living right. Hey, God, works is something that you apply yourself to and give yourself to. If we're going to see, anybody's going to see God in us, they got to see the love of God manifested in deed and in truth. Amen. That's right. Jesus said all the two commandments, every commandment hangs on it. Every one of them. Love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, mind, soul, strength. Love your neighbor as yourself. That right there you can't do unless God's in you. Amen. There ain't no way somebody said, I can't live it. I said, I can't neither. I said, the Holy Spirit's got to live it. See, the miracle is God can come in this body and live his life through me. That's Christianity. That's Christianity, God coming in my body and living through me. That's the way God wants us to live. Listen, friend, I'm for. Thank God I'm for rules personally in your own life. But the Christianity's not in that. Christianity is in Christ manifesting His life through you. That's what it is. He says, I want to live my life through you. That's why I saved you. My purpose is to fulfill my will in you and through you. Amen. That's right. Thank God, friend, the Pharisees knew nothing about that. They only knew outward religion. They only knew, my friend, the external. They didn't know nothing about an internal salvation. They didn't know nothing about, thank God, what Christ come for. He come to save men. Why did He save them? Thank God He saved them from sin. How about He save you? He can make you like Him. Amen. That's right. Predestination deals with the purposes of God in His believer. It don't have nothing to do with going to heaven or hell, even though I'm going to heaven because I'm saved. Ain't God, friend, predestination deals with what God predetermined to do in your life. Ain't God through the Spirit to make you like Christ. That's the whole purpose of God. He's going to make you, conform you under the very image of His Son. But Jesus went about doing good. Jesus healed people. Jesus took care of people. Jesus fed people. Jesus loved people as they were. Amen. That's just the way was. Amen. He loved me as I was. He loved you as you was. If He had not loved you as you was, you never would have been loved. Nobody else loved you. Nobody else cared for you like He cared for you. I'm telling you, thank God I'm glad He cares. Amen. That's right. But I'm telling you this morning. If you seen, when you look at Jesus, you're looking at the Father. Listen to this here. He said, let not your heart be troubled. That word troubled there, it takes the meaning in the word trouble there, it takes the meaning as anxiety, distress, being disturbed. So there's an answer to a troubled heart. When I get troubled in my heart, I want to know, thank God, the answer to get out of it. I like calmness. I don't like troubled waters. But there's going to be troubled waters. God allows troubled waters. God allows trouble in your life that you might seek Him. God allows trouble in your life that you might look to Him. God allows trouble in your life, thank God, that you might know what to do in a time of it. Amen. You won't never know how to get up until you fall. Amen. The prodigal went in a far country. He found the mercies of God in the Father. Really, if you look at that record, it shows you the goodness of the Father. Amen. The mercy of the Father. Amen. The love of the Father. When the boy come home, thank God, from that long journey. Amen. Been down the hog pen. And he come home. Thank God he saw the love of the Father. He saw the goodness of the Father. Amen. The Father that bring up his past. The Father said, what have you been doing? He didn't say that. He found his neck. Thank God he kissed him. Thank God, my friend, he loved him. I'm glad that's the way God is. Amen, brother. You got the wrong conception of the Father in heaven. Thank God He's a long-suffering, merciful God toward us this morning. Amen. See, that 2 Peter 3:9 most times misquoted. God is not slack concerning His promises, some men count slackness, but it's long-suffering to usward. Not willing any should perish, but all come to repentance. Amen. I'm going to tell you what I believe on that verse. I believe what he's saying is the reason he ain't come because the last one ain't got in yet. Amen. That's right, brother. I believe that. If he had come before, thank God, my friend, a year ago, some of you wouldn't have got in, you young girls. Thank God, God already had the thing set up. Amen. For you to hear the gospel and be in position. Amen. To be drawn by the Holy Ghost. But the thing of it is, amen, I'm telling you, a lot of people's hearts troubled this morning. Thank God, because they don't have no peace. Amen. Don't have assurance. Amen. Don't listen. They're troubled over sin's what it is. That's the biggest trouble you and I have, sin. Somebody said, I don't sin. You don't lie neither, do you? Amen. You sin. The Bible said, if we say we have no sin, we're a liar. Amen. Make God not. Amen. Amen, brother. I'm telling you, there's a whole lot of sins in the Bible, friend. But the worst sin is unbelief. Right. In a troubled world, we're in a troubled world. Troubled world. Trouble. He told, listen, if you look at this text here, He's talking to his disciples. In the prior verse, he's talking to Peter. You're going to deny me. That troubled Peter's heart. See, Judas was in that, in chapter 13, Jesus said, one of you shall betray me. Boy, I thought about Peter. So he was questioning Jesus. That's what Jesus said to him. He said, you're clean. But not all of you are. That's a troubling chapter. Jesus washed their feet, and then they, you know, had the supper and washed their feet, and it's trouble. Let not, and then he looks at his men. It's amazing. Look at the last verse of that chapter and how Jesus just went into another discourse, amen, about this thing. And he said, let not your heart, your heart ain't the organ, it's your will, it's your inward man, let not your heart be troubled. Boy, the next word, somebody said, somebody told me, he said not long ago, said, you're getting too fired up. I said, God help us. But how can you read this? And he said, ye believe in God. Yeah. He's talking to his men, ye believe in God. Son, he's about to put the thing on it and say, thank God I am God. Right. Amen. Amen. You believe in God. You've been walking with him. Amen. Amen. You believe in God. You looking at him. Amen. You believe in God. I am him. Amen. You believe in God. Believe in me. That's right. You better believe in me. Amen. Believe in me, Jesus said. Amen. When you've seen the Father, you've seen me. Amen. Ain't got everything in the Godhead, everything in the Trinity. Amen. Christ is. Amen. He's the everlasting Father. Amen. He's the Spirit of God. Amen. He's the Spirit of Christ. Any man that have not the Spirit of Christ, he's none of his. I'm going to tell you what, listen, that's a whole lot more than that verse and just saying the Spirit of God. That's the Spirit of holiness. That's the Spirit of truth. That's the Spirit, thank God, of love. If you're going to say you're going to have the Spirit of Christ, it's a whole lot more than just possessing the Holy Ghost. It's the Spirit of holiness. Amen. That's right. Thank God. That's right. He, listen, he chose you to be holy. Why did he choose you? You didn't choose him. Amen. You didn't have no ability to choose him. Thank God, you're just running away from him. Amen. You have not chosen me, but I've chosen you. That you should go and bring forth fruit. And your fruit should remain. And he said, praise God, I choose you. Amen. That you might be holy. Amen. God had a plan to make you holy. He likes you to be happy, but he sure wants you to be holy. Amen. That's right. Look it up, friend. Be holy, for I'm holy. Peter said, God said, he's a holy God. Greatest attribute of God's holiness. I think that's right. Amen. You look at man, he's unholy. What is man? Thou art mindful of him. It's amazing. I'm doing a miracle this morning. Amen. He's got to say miracle. Thank God you've done a miracle. Amen. You preach in the Spirit, that's a miracle. You sing in the Spirit, that's a miracle. You get up and do anything for God in the Holy Spirit, that's a miracle, because that's God doing it. Amen. Testify. Thank God, whatever you're doing for God in the Spirit. The Holy Ghost is supernatural. He's God. He lives in you. Thank God, he said the power's in you. Thank God, he said, and you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. You got it in you. Amen. That's right. Thank God, I wonder sometimes. That word power is the same word for dynamite. Amen. Why? We got no dynamite. Notice this thing. He said that not sharp. You believe in God, but also in me. Jesus said, I am God. I am the Father. And the Father's in me, and I'm in the Father. Amen. He was the God man. He was all man and all God. He is as much man as he was God. As much God as he was man. Amen. The Trinity, thank God. My friend, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Let us make men in our image. It's all three of them. But thank God, I'm telling you this. Everything surrounds Christ. Everything surrounds him. Everything, friend. He's the one that died. He's the one, thank God, that shed his blood. He's the one that rose again. He's the one that ascended on high. He's the one that's seated at the right hand of God. He's the one making intercession on my behalf. He's the one, thank God, coming again. Everything remains around him. Amen. That's right. You say, what's God look like? Jesus? God is a spirit. Where was you when he made this thing? That's right. God even told the crowd, he said, if I was hungry, I wouldn't ask you. He owned the cattle on the hill's own. Yeah, man. That's right. I don't understand all that to you. I know this, when he breathed in man the breath of life, he become a living soul. And that breath is your spirit. That breath is that inspiration or that God life. See, when I was born with an Adamic life because of sin. God had to breathe into me the God life. You have God life in you. Amen. That's why you act like him. You still act like Adam too, some. I do too. Amen. We still carry around an Adamic nature. He's not talking about this, the local, visible body. He's talking about the nature. Adam represents the nature. Amen. Listen, when a man's saved, he has a divine nature. He's got the nature of God in him. He's got it in him, brother. He's going to act like God, friend. Hey, God, he's going to act like God some. Amen. Nature of God's in you. It's a God nature. He breathed in Adam the breath of life. He become a living soul. Soul that sinneth shall die. Adam died. He died not 130 years physically, but he died spiritually. That's why regeneration's in the must. Because you got to be regened. You got to be reborn. Amen. That's right. Amen. In my father's house, he said to her, many men, listen, he said, I got to go away. You can't go with me now. But this is what he said to Peter, brother. He said, later, you come. You come with me later. Then he said this, he said, in my father's house are many mansions. He ain't up there building on them. Amen. They're already there. Amen. You know what? A mansion's a dwelling place. I know you say, well, listen, friend, a mansion's a mansion. I understand that, but we got a place up there. I'll say that. Amen. You know, people argue about that, but it really don't matter as long as I'm there with him. Amen. I mean, thank God. I know the old song, I've got a mansion over the hilltop. I kind of like it. Amen. But I'll tell you one thing. Hey, God, friend, I'm going to be with him. That's all that matters. Amen. It's like that little old girl. You've heard the story. I told it before many times here. Her daddy was very poor. They lived in a poor shack. Circuit riding preacher had been riding them horses in them mountains. Come over the hill that day, and that little girl's jumping in a little toe sack dress and jumping up and down praising the Lord. And that circuit riding preacher had been preaching, didn't have but a little handful of money, didn't have enough to go home, buy his youngin' some shoes. That's why he's going out preaching for, you know, get help, God help him preach, you know, get a little love off and take care of his family. And he is so discouraged and down. And he pulled up and he said, I'll see what this little girl's shouting about and being thankful about. And he said, hey, what's you so happy about? And she said, sir, you see that old shack over there? He said, yeah, yes, yeah, I do. She said, see that mansion up there on that hilltop? And he said, yes, yeah, I do. She said, the other day, that man up there on the hilltop, he was a millionaire. And when he died, they just read the will and they left that everything to us. And that little old girl jumping in that little toe sack dress said, if you was moving from a shack to a mansion on a hilltop, you'd be happy too, wouldn't you? Amen. That's where we're going. Amen. We're going up. Amen. We're going to the mansion on the hilltop. Amen. That's right. And I'm telling you this. Thank God, friend. He said, in my father's house are many mansions. I mean, there's many of them. Thank God. And I like the next little quote. And he said this. He said, if it were not so, I would have told you. Now, I'm going to tell you what. If you can get assurance in that right there, it's good. If it were not so, I would have. If it were not so, I would have told you. Amen. This is so right here. So my assurance is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. Amen. And in Christ I stand alone in assurance. It's not in myself. If it was, I'd be going to hell or be there. It's not on me. It's on Him. It's in Him. Everything's in Christ. Amen. And my Father, listen, if it were not so, I'd try to go prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again. That's what He's saying. I will come again. I will come again. He's telling these disciples that. This is a very familiar scripture. He said, and receive you. Notice this here. Unto myself. I just didn't come you to take you up there to heaven. I come to get you to be mine. Brother Bach, the day you got married, you didn't marry Miss Denise just to take her in the house. You married her to have her.
Sure.
No matter where you at. Jesus, listen, He didn't save us just to take us to a mansion. He saved us to have us. Amen. He said, receive. He said, myself, I'm going to receive you unto myself. That's union. Thank God, that's union. That's saying, hey, glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Right. Amen. Amen, buddy. Thank God out there. Amen. There's only two times in the Bible, as far as I know, we become one with Christ and we become one with that wife. Amen.
Yes. Amen.
That's right. Listen, Myra, look, Bill, I'm the only one to say, she's mine.
That's right.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. I hooked up with her, praise God. Amen. Married her, thank God. Amen. I'm in the covenant with her, thank God. Amen. I'm the covenant with Him, thank God. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. Amen. Thank God. You say, I can't hardly believe that. Or I can't neither sometime, but it's going to happen. It don't whether it ain't based on you. Based on Him, thank God. Yeah. Amen. The way that I go, you know the way, you know how can we know the way and all that. And Jesus looked at him and said, I am the way.
That's right.
I am the way. No other way.
Yeah.
I am the way. I'm the truth. I'm reality.
Yeah.
I'm verity. I'm the only absolute you have.
Right. Yeah.
Nobody else. There ain't nobody else. Son, I'm going to tell you, a young man, but I'm telling you, you'll learn in life there ain't nobody but Him.
Nobody.
That's right. I am the way. I am the way. I am the way. I am the truth. And I am the life. I gave you life. Amen.
Amen.
That's right. Life's within. His old brother said, when I die, don't tell me I'm dead. Amen. We've had a lot of good people leave out of this thing, brother. Saved people. Amen. Brother Bobby just had his funeral a week ago. Man loved God, lived for God. Say, was that him laying there? No, it's his body. That's what God gave him on earth. Amen. It's only temporal. We're decaying every day. Amen. We do more work on our body than we do spirit. Amen. We worked as much on the Holy Spirit and the workings of God in us before we come, instead of standing in the mirror to get everything looking good physically.
Yeah.
Men's as bad as women are. Amen. I picked them roses up over there. It was on that table today, and I got my old shirt. I don't know. I said, what in the world, man? I got all kind of junk on my pants and everything. And I thought about that song. We're going to a land where roses never fade. Amen. Them roses fade, they got a hold of me. Amen. Amen. I'm telling you, thank God we're going to a new home. Amen. Thank God He's the way there. No man comes to the Father but by me. That's what Jesus said. That's what He said. I was wondering if you in that way this morning. Been born again and saved. Jesus said, I am the way. Not a way, the way. The truth and the life. No man coming to the Father but by me. May the Lord add His blessing. That's what God had on my heart. Let's stand this morning. Brother Bach, how about you praying for us this morning?
Thank you for the reminder of it. Thank you for the place we have to go.
Yes.
Thank you for making a way that we can.
Thank God.
Father, I thank you for having us on your mind way back when. Thank you for thinking about others, Lord. I pray that you move in the Word today. I pray that you bless it to the heart. Lord, it's a great way. It's a good way. It's the only way. Father, I pray that you would help sinners to seek after you while there's time. Father,
yes.
We're running short on it.
Yes.
You're coming back. Just
God, yes.
We don't know exactly when, but we know it soon. You
yes.
promised it. Father, I pray that sinners will seek you while there's time.
Yes.
Lord, time's running out. It's running thin. It's running
yes, it is.
I pray that you'd help us to give all of our heart
God, yes.
while we
yes.
can. Father, thank you for today. I pray you bless this word to the hearts that Jesus
yes. has. Sing that chorus of that song.
In Christ alone, my hope is found. He is my light, my strength, my song. This cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought and storm. What heights of love, what depths of peace, when fears are stilled, when striving cease. My comforter, my all in all, here in the love of Christ I stand.
In
my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand.
Nathaniel, dismiss us in prayer.
Heavenly Father, I thank you for this day, Lord, and I thank you for giving us another time to meet together, Lord. Before you go, Lord, and I'm grateful to know that you're going to be coming someday, and I'm
God,
ready
yes.
for that day, Lord. But I enjoy the time that you give me on this earth, Lord.
Yes.
And I thank you for helping us to go through the pastor and the
God help us.
Have a good rest of our day, Lord.
Amen. Appreciate you coming. 6 o'clock this afternoon. God bless you.